When we talk about Israel or Palestine, it is very important to realize that it's a political issue, not a religious issue. You know, it's not right for any nation to say, you know what, God gave me this right. Because this is a weapon that could be of great harm to anyone. Because a group of, a new religion could come in, or an old religion could come in and say, God gave me Africa. And then they will say, we'd like to move everybody in Africa somewhere else. We have to realize that this is, there is a legitimate presence for anybody who's from that land. I don't care whether we call it Israel, Palestine, another U.S. state. What matters is people who live there have the right to live there. We should not give superiority for one nation against the other. There is no supremacy for one nation against the other. And whether the U.S. supports Israel or not, you know, that's a whole issue to be debated on its own. Whether it's a just thing to do in supporting the apartheid policies of Israel against non-Jews. The issue there is, you know, the Palestinians have a right to live free like every other nation in the world. Does it mean that everything the Palestinians have done is right? Of course not. Jews have the right to live free also there. Does it mean everything Israel has done is right? Of course not. But I think one thing we should agree about is all people there have the right to live with decency, with freedom, with independence, like we all do in the world.
This is not a question of rights. The fact is that the Arabs over there have never required a state. The state is a concept from the Soviet Union. First, we're pushing it openly in 1982. In fact, we're already calling for it in the 1960s and 70s. The PLO was formed by the Soviet Union, not the Arabs. It has received support from the from Soviet Russia, from the communist bloc, from communist China. Arafat himself is a Maoist, a self-proclaimed Maoist, who taught his people the teachings not of Arab leaders, but of Chinese communist leaders and Argentinian communist leaders such as Che Guevara. The Arabs there do not want a state. They have never wanted it. Right now, the PLO state, the so-called Palestinian Authority that has formed there, is torturing and killing Arabs by the thousands, and they are now trying to flee. And I know many stories myself personally of people who are fleeing from the PLO terrorists who are oppressing them into the fields, into the homes of Jews, seeking refuge from this PLO. This is not a question of the Jewish state has never practiced any kind of an oppressive policy. They have enforced, in fact, the Arab laws on the West Bank, not Jewish laws and so forth. This is not a question of whether the state is proper. It is a secular state. It is not the religious state that that we aim for under the Torah, the Jewish teachings, the traditional Jewish teachings. But right now it is a matter of survival for the Arabs and the Jews living in Israel that the duly constituted government of Israel, since it established, regardless of the track records of the people who first established it, but it is a legitimate government in the same sense that any other government that that was formed through rebellion or insurrection, including the United States government, is legitimate. It has the job of protecting its Jewish and Arab citizens and people living there in the territories. And the PLO and the revolutionaries, the Ahmed Jibrils, the Islamic Jihads, the PLOs, the Arafats, these are the enemies of both the Jews and the Arabs. And we need to have the support needs to be for the Israeli government, not forcing it to give up land. In fact, that land has to be taken back and put under the protection of Israel so that the Arabs will be protected from these PLO terrorists.
So, you see, the issue is not a debate of PLO or Ahmed Jibril or anybody else. You're saying that the Palestinians never asked for a state.
No.
So if we ask the Palestinians and they say, we want to have a state
they
have a state?
They don't say
but
that.
If they say, we want to have a state, can they have a state?
They don't ask for that. There's no reason to ask for any more than the American Indians generally are asking for a state in the United States, to have their own nation in the United States.
Palestinians are not a small minority in their country. Palestinians constitute about 4 million people, plus 4 outside their country who cannot come back.
I think what this is probably happening all over the country, if not all over the world. We need to focus on the fact that we have dead Americans under a building in New York City.
And it's part of the fact that there have been bombings in Israel by the same terrorists.
Tomorrow, let's talk about tomorrow. Let's talk about the differences that need to happen to occur in the next hour. What's being done right now?